And talking about now, this is Dr. Herbert Elvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. In talking about now, we have used the word now sort of irrespectively and irreverently and without a great deal of benefit to ourselves, because we have not really recognized what the word now means. The word now means not yesterday, not a moment ago, not a moment to come, but right now, this very instant. There is no other nowness than now. Now, when we think in now, we are thinking in a clear, beautiful, crystal experience. It has had no previous experience. It has no future hopeful experience. It is only existing now. The ability to think now, the ability to live now, the ability to have our thoughts totally, fully, and completely aware of this moment is something we have never trained ourselves in doing. It is something we have never given ourselves an opportunity to work on, primarily because it is something that we don't know how to handle. Do you know how to handle when someone says, "I love you"? Do you just sparkle and feel good inside? Do you know how to handle when you see a beautiful flower and it just tickles your heart and you just feel good all over and you just feel that this is it, oh, that is just wonderful. And you don't equate it to yesterday or tomorrow. You don't equate it to anything else other than its being right now. And of course, that's a good word for it too. It is being. For that which is being is that which is right now. To beingness or to something to be, those are all future and positive and past experiences. But being is something that is right now. I am being my happiest, best, most joyous self right now. I am being a delight in my life. I am being a charming experience in my world. I am being me. Be yourself and have fun, we oftentimes say to ourselves. But what do we really mean by that? What does it mean to be myself and have fun? Who is myself? Who is this beautiful person within me, this beautiful experience within me that says, "I am wonderful"? Who is this beautiful expression of all that is good and all that is desirable and all that's acceptable? The world would look upon and say, "Wow, that is great." When the world looks upon a person and they admire that person, they're admiring that person for being something they're being right at the moment. Not for what they were, or not for what they will be, but for being exactly what they are right at the moment. Now, have you ever thought of yourself right at the moment? Have you ever thought of yourself living right in this instant? Did you ever just sort of tickle in your heart over an experience that was being enjoyed by you, maybe vicariously, maybe it was something the past or the future had for you, but you were enjoying it right now? When you say a what-if experience, you're enjoying it right now. When you're saying a now experience, you're enjoying it right now. What if I were king? You've heard that piece of poetry. What if I were king? What things would I do as king? Well, if I were king, I would look at all the people in my kingdom and see them as king too. So I would have a kingdom full of kings. And in fact, I have a kingdom full of kings, because I am the creator of my world, and I create every person in my world exactly like I create myself, and I create myself as a very wonderful, loving, generous, happy, outgoing, beautiful, fulfilled person. And so I create all in my kingdom loving, wonderful, outgoing, beautiful, fulfilled persons right now. Yes. You see, the what if is not a bad thing. The what if is not something for the future or for the past. It's how we conceive of something in our mind right now. What if I had a lot of money? What would I do with it? Well, at first, the first thing I would do with it would be to delight in the fact that I have a lot of money. And it's not a matter that I'm spending it. It's not a matter that I need it or I want it or that I must have it or that I want it to, for a purpose. Just that I have it. Now, that's the first thing that happens to us. It's a shock. It's a shock from what not having to having. It's a shock from an awareness of saying, my goodness, isn't that wonderful? My goodness, what are you going to do with it? Everybody asks us. Well, we haven't the slightest idea. We have a lot of money. Now, what are we going to do with it? Well, I don't know. I really don't think it matters at all what I'm going to do with it. The fact that I have it, that's the wonderful thing. The fact that I have it, that's a wonderful thing. Now, Rex was barking at someone who was driving by, and he just felt he had to let them know that he's here, you know, and pay attention. This is our house, and this is where we live. This is our great wealth. Oh, my goodness sakes, how wonderful it is. This is our great wealth, and this is who we are, and this is what life is all about. Well, is that what life is all about for you? Is that who you are all about? Is that where you're going? Is that what is going to turn you on? Is that what's going to make you happy? Well, learn to live in the now. Learn to live in the now, and as you live in the now, you'll find that life is really wonderful. So as you give that a try, you'll see that everything works out in perfect divine order. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Wow.